about Russell Wilson? Threat, running the ball and throwing the ball.
Yeah, he is a dual threat. Yeah, he's going to be tough to corral. Obviously, we got to play our best game against him because, like I said, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's playing like a wily vet. It's hard to believe he's only in his second year in the league, and he's doing pretty well.
Justin, I've heard you at other times talk about your admiration for Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Now you're playing him.
Yeah.
Can you give us some more detail as to what you think about him and why you're so impressed?
Yeah, I'm more impressed with Marshawn just the fact that, you know, he's a running back that gives more to pounding than taking it. That scheme really fits him well. It's a constant that you see him falling forward, breaking tackles. You really don't see him getting, you know, hit for negative yardage. So that's going to keep the, you know, the sticks in their favor. And plus, you know, he's one of those backs that when he does break it, he can take it to the house. So, again, man, we've played a lot of great backs this year, and hopefully that experience helps us out with him because he's a load.
Justin, as one of the captains on this team, do you have to say anything to guys? Yes, we're out of the playoff picture, but there's still a lot to play for.
I hope not, but if I do, it will be said. Obviously, we still have three games to go, starting obviously with the number one team coming here in our house. We still got a lot to play for. And, you know, for us, man, it turns to going out there and you know, being accountable for what we need to do. And that's just, you know, try to win these three and go into the offseason with some kind of respectability and a good feeling, hopefully heading into the next year.
With Justin, I see that the countdown clock is down. Is that kind of a tangible reminder that, you know, you guys didn't reach your goal, so to speak?
Well, I don't know if it's a tangible reminder, but I know there's no need to be up there now. We can't reach that goal. So, you know, for us, we move on to our next goal, and that's just trying to, you know, win some football games.
What is that? You know, did the guys really notice that? Did they kind of take heed to it?
I'm sure they did. You know, we noticed everything's over there on that board, so it was up there on the board, so I'm sure we noticed it.
Getting back to the run defense, what was missing last week?
Run defense? You know, obviously, you know, I don't think we tackled well. I think that was the biggest thing. We had guys in the right gaps, and, you know, you got a smaller running back. It's hard to see behind old linemen. So I don't know what the case is. We just didn't tackle well. So, you know, moving forward, obviously that's going to be important going on this week because Marshawn and Terman is guys that, you know, make guys miss tackles. So we got to get back to the fundamentals of football and tackle well first.
Hey Justin, you guys spent so much time trying to tune goals. You just talked about that clock and human nature being what it is when you miss that big goal. Mm-hmm. How hard is it to get everybody those last three games and still be representative?
Well, I really don't understand that question because the fact of the matter is I get a paycheck every week to go out there and help my team win the football game. And I got my paycheck this week, so did everybody else in here. So that's what our focus need to be. We get paid to play the game and play it at a high level, and we need to go out there and play the game and play it at a high level.
Building off that a little bit, Justin, if Seattle is the best team in the league, how much of a statement could this make for the Giants to upset them here?
It's a huge statement, obviously. You know, like I said, I think, you know, obviously because we're not in the playoff picture anymore, you got to move to the next goal. And that's, you know, getting back to playing good football and trying to find something to build on heading into the offseason. And what better way than to play, you know, arguably the best team in the NFL in your place and, you know, hopefully get a win.